Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, I just want to go back to Washington, D.C. for the very latest on the recovery operation that's underway following the deadly collision between a commercial plane and military helicopter that killed 67 people. And I'm joined on the line by New York Times congressional correspondent Robert Jimison. Robert, thank you for being with us. And I know it's very early morning there where you are. We know the black boxes from the American Airlines plane have been recovered. Details of some of the victims of the crash, though, are still emerging. What can you tell us? What's been happening?
Well, good morning and thanks for having me here. You're right, the black boxes have been recovered and it'll take a little bit of time to get any, you know, instructive information from those. We are learning a lot about new details about the situation in those moments just before the Black Hawk helicopter and the commercial jet collided. A couple instances that we're learning from preliminary reports are that that helicopter was flying outside of its approved path. It was about, officials tell us, half a mile off, and it was flying higher than it should have been, which, you know, could have caused some issues there. Another thing that we're learning and my colleagues are reporting on is that there were staffing issues with the air tower that evening. Normally, for the time of day when this collision occurred and the amount of traffic coming in, where you have multiple commercial airliners and military helicopters operating the same airspace, there should have been two people in the tower. And we're, you know, the newsroom has been told that there was only one on duty at the time of the collision, which is proving to possibly be connected to how this accident could have occurred. Mm-hmm. And you didn't mention the families there. You know, there's not no official information has been released, but a lot of family members of victims, friends and family, have started to come out with details. And, you know, it just, like, as is the case with any tragedy, it's just very, very harrowing and tragic to get details of the people who are impacted by events like this.
Yeah, it's dreadful, and it is essentially it is a tragedy. But then when you think about the comments that Donald Trump made in particular in relation to those who were in that military helicopter, have any of those families reacted to what he said? Because he very firmly pointed the finger of blame both at the air traffic controller but also at the pilot of the helicopter.
I'm not sure if those particular families have come out with public statements yet, but there has been just broad backlash, I would say, over here from some of the comments made. There's a sense that it's just a bit too early to make determinations like that. We don't know. Of course, the president of the United States has access to the, you know, quickest information, the most accurate information. But even for an instance like this, where the plane is still in the water, it's still in the river, agencies have not been able to conduct full investigations. It's hard to imagine that he would have any information like that to be able to make a determination so soon after such a tragedy.
Mm-hmm. We also heard that the helicopter crew were told or asked whether they had eyes on the American Airlines plane. And it may have been the case that they replied yes, but they were looking at another plane. Have you heard that?
Yes, that's been a common theory that's been batted around, and it seems to be picking up some speed. Again, like, we're still trying to wait to see what are the official reports going to be. But it does, after, you know, all the amateur aviation enthusiasts and professionals that we have talked to who have worked in air traffic control, former military Black Hawk helicopters, and commercial airline pilots that we've spoken to, have all said that that could very probably be the situation that occurred. But again, it's just far too early to make any sort of determination at this point.
Too early to say. Robert, thank you very much for speaking to us. Robert Jimison there from the New York Times. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about Ireland's big rugby challenge at the weekend.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.